California leads U.S. in slumping luxury home sales. California leads the U.S. in plunging luxury home sales, according to a recent report by the National Real Estate Service Redfin. The city of Oakland experienced the most dramatic drop in luxury home sales, decreasing by 70% in the 3 months prior to August 31 compared to the same time last year. In San Jose and San Diego, the priciest homes declined 55%. The same cities also reported the largest declines in luxury home listings, houses with sale prices in the top 5%, than anywhere else in the country as sellers backed off listing their properties. The declines in the luxury sector were the largest since Redfin began keeping such records in 2012, the company said. The luxury market is more extreme than average home sales, especially during times of rising interest rates, according to Redfin chief economist Daryl Fairweather. High-end house hunters are getting sticker shock when they see the impact of rising mortgage rates on paper, she said in the report released September 22. For a luxury buyer, a higher interest rate can equate to a monthly housing bill that's thousands of dollars more expensive. She said someone who had a $1.5 million budget last year might be unwilling to spend more than $800,000 this year due to higher mortgage rates. Luxury goods are often the first thing to get cut when uncertain times force people to re-examine their finances, she said. In the upscale enclave of Newport Beach, where the median price of a home is $3.1 million, sales have declined recently by 33% off last year's record pace. A local real estate economist characterized the downward trend as a rebalancing of the market. It's normalizing, Vice President and Chief Economist of the California Association of Realtors Jordan Levine told the Epoch Times. Newport Beach sales were up by 39% in 2021. With the recent decline, the Southern California city is still ahead of where it started and almost equal to 2019 numbers, according to Levine. I see that decline not as signs of a market that's in a big sell-off, but rather one that's kind of rebalancing after having been running so incredibly hot last year, Levine said. All cash buyers investing in such homes may also be shying away from the market given the slowdown, Redfin reported. Home prices are expected to drop in many cities, prompting some luxury house buyers to invest elsewhere. For the first time in more than 17 months in August, an average home in the United States sold for less than its listing price. Statewide, the California Association of Realtors reported existing, single-family home sales totaled 313,540 in August, up 6.1% from July and down 24.4% from August 2021. August's median home price was $839,460 in the state, up 0.7% from July and up 1.4% from August 2021. Year-to-date statewide home sales were down 14.9% in August. Active listings have passed their annual peak, and while homes are taking slightly longer to sell, the share of homes seeing price reductions has also stabilized to near pre-pandemic levels, said the association's president Otto Katrina. The length of time houses stayed on the market has doubled in many of the larger metro areas in California, the association reported. In Southern California, the time a house stayed on the market in August was 18 days, compared to 9 days the same month last year. In the San Francisco Bay Area, the median length of time was 20 days, compared to 11 days the year before. Nationwide, sales of luxury houses were fewer on average, dropping about 28% during the same three-month period. Sales of non-luxury homes also dropped, decreasing by 19.5% during the 3 months ending August 31, Redfin reported. Rising interest rates, inflation, a tepid stock market, and general economic uncertainty are causing luxury homebuyers to back off, according to the Real Estate Services report. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate was 6.8% September 26, Mortgage News Daily reported. The annual inflation rate for the United States reached 8.3% in August after rising to 8.5% the month before, according to U.S. Labor Department data published September 13.